We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Talk a little bit about the Hawks ahead of this showdown against Brooklyn on Friday. Hey, Travis.
Trav!
Morning, gentlemen.
How you doing this
morning? What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man.
I'm well.
Wait, what you got, Trav? We kind of messed that up a little bit. Let's start over. Good morning, Trav. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, man. You?
I'm pretty good, man. I can't complain. So how pleased was it for you to get that win last night? And how cold was it? Are you up there, Trav? Was it cold?
It was cold. I am not there. I'm actually on my way to the airport now. I'm going to head into New York City this evening for the Jimmy V.
Oh, that's a good time. That's a good time right there. But it's gonna be cold in New York too, though, Trav. It's gonna be cold up there.
Yeah, not as cold as Minnesota though.
Minnesota ain't no joke. Minnesota's cold, cold.
I know that we have a lot to talk about with the Hawks, but if we can, look, the shorthanded Hawks. You guys are really, really shorthanded, and I know that we like to go over some of the status of some of the players, but you have five guys here that are certainly not being able to play right now, and I'd like you to kind of, you know, give me the quick thumbnail on each of those if we can get down the list here, Travis, if you'd help me out. Where do we stand with Bogut?
Yeah. You know, he's progressing along. He's back on the court just doing some shooting now. You know, he just had a sprained ankle. The timeline still remains the same, you know, 2.5-3 weeks. Hopefully he'll be back, but, you know, he's progressing. But, you know, it's just, you know, it takes time for those ankles.
All right, how about Cam?
Cam had the flu last week, good old fashioned flu, not COVID or anything like that. So it kind of set him back a little bit. You know, because we've had so many games, he hasn't had a chance to, you know, get on the floor and get up and down. And he's still dealing with his wrist a little bit too. So hopefully by the time we get to Friday, you know, he'll have a chance to get a couple practices, get his wind back, and hopefully his wrist can, you know, continue to heal.
How about Solo?
Solo, unfortunately, you know, he got his hamstring pretty good, so it might be quite a while here. You know, he got an MRI the other day, and it looks like, you know, he actually kind of tore the hamstring off the bone, so it's going to be a long process for him, unfortunately.
Ooh, ow! Tore the hamstring off the bone. Ow! Solomon Hill going to be out for a while. Okay, that's not good. Hunter.
Dre's coming along good. You know, they've been able to take the like cast off the wrist this week, and you know, he's got a brace on there now, and you know, he's takes it off to do his rehab, so he's progressing well. So we've moved past the first stage with him onto the second stage, which is actually starting to build strength back up in the wrist.
Man, finally, we were hearing from you that Okongwu might be at College Park soon. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, he went down there yesterday and practiced with them. You know, he'll get in another practice with them today. You know, by all accounts, looked good yesterday in the practice, other than obviously a little winded getting up and down. But, you know, that's one of the big reasons why we have College Park. So when we have guys coming back from injury, as you guys know, we don't get up and down a lot in practice because, you know, the guys getting heavy minutes, you know, we try to save their legs for the game. So, you know, having College Park here and having him be able to go down there and, you know, get a full practice is, you know, invaluable for us. So, you know, the plan is for him to get a couple more practices in there, and then hopefully, you know, we'll get him back up here and he'll be available for us.
Yeah, Solomon Hill news is not good. We have so many injuries here on the shorthand. I mean, when you're talking those five guys, Bogey, Reddish, Hill, Okongwu, Hunter, at different stages and different injuries here, how difficult has this been for you? I mean, you got a big game last night from TLC. You're counting on a lot of guys that maybe you weren't thinking that you would have to count on at the beginning of the year suddenly.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, that's why we try to have as deep a roster as we possibly can. You know, the injuries happen throughout the year. You know, guys sprain ankles, guys, you know, twist different muscles, and you know, it's a grind the NBA season. So, you know, TLC, you know, was called upon and he was ready and to step in, and you know, he's been doing great for us. You know, but hopefully we'll start getting some of our regular guys back here in the next few weeks.
Speaking of some of your regular guys, Danilo Gallo, looks like he's been balling as of late. What have you seen from him in the last three games?
Yeah, you know, Gallo, you know, came into camp late. You know, he played in the Olympics this year. I think, you know, listen, the one thing Gallo's going to be able to do when he's, you know, 60 years old is make jump shots. You know, he's just, you know, I think it just took him a while to get his legs underneath him. And as you said, he's really been shooting the ball well of late. So, you know, his game, you know, is not based on athleticism, obviously. And so he's going to be able to be an effective player for many more years, probably still.
Well, certainly, you know, a good night last night, 25 three-pointers. Not to bring up a sore subject here, Travis. Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Hawks on the WaveForward.com hotline. But I want to go back to the two losses over the weekend, how disappointing they were, Philadelphia and Charlotte. And you know, what does Coach Mack say about, you know, just finishing games again? Because, that, you know, you finish games and suddenly, you're in a different spot here this morning.
Yeah, listen, no question. The two games over the weekend, you know, obviously the Philly game, only getting 9 points in the fourth quarter and, you know, feeling like we're in pretty good control of that game all the way up until the last, you know, really 3 minutes. I think we even had a 6-point lead to go with 3 minutes to go in the game, or 5-point lead. And, you know, we were unable to seal the deal. You know, it's obviously disappointing. Philly's a good defensive team, no doubt about it. But, you know, we feel like with the offensive firepower we have, we should be getting more than 9 points in a quarter. And then, you know, kind of the converse of that is, you know, what happens Sunday? You know, Sunday again, you know, we get a lead, you know, midway through the fourth quarter versus Charlotte. And, you know, two teams obviously, you know, shooting the ball very well. And, you know, we just feel like we didn't make the Charlotte guys uncomfortable when they had the ball. You know, we were giving them a step or two maybe, and, you know, every shot, you know, just rise up, easy shot. And, you know, they played well. They shot the ball well. You know, obviously we did too, but, you know, we've just got to make guys more uncomfortable defensively in a game like that. And, you know, the Sixers game was kind of the exact opposite. It was more of a grinded out, low tempo game. And, you know, certainly you have to be able to play both styles if you want to be successful in this league.
Talking with Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, as they get ready for Brooklyn on Friday night, 13-12. It is still really close. I mean, to give you an idea how close it is, I think one game separates you. You know, from being in like fourth place in the East. And we talked about how, you know, every game is going to count so much. And especially when you get into games, and it's nice to beat Minnesota on the road, but a game like Brooklyn on Friday night, I mean, conference game, you know, we're talking about, you know, all the implications, you know, moving forward. Everybody likes to point the last month of the season, but these games count just as much. You know, when we get down to, you know, April and May, these games that you play now in November, December, January are going to be as impactful as those.
Yeah, no question. If not more impactful. You know, you talk about just the Charlotte and Philly game that we dropped at home. We're a half game behind both of those teams right now, but now Philly's beaten us twice. We get into tiebreaker situations, and Charlotte's a division opponent, and, you know, we're 1-1 versus them this year. But, you know, to your point, when you look at it, you know, we're in the last play-in spot, I think 10th right now currently, by a game over the Knicks. And, you know, we're four games out of first with, you know, 60 games to go. So there's certainly a lot of basketball in front of us. But I think what we're seeing is just the depth in the Eastern Conference this year. You know, it's going to be a dogfight all the way to the end, and certainly every conference division game, you know, that they hold after meeting. And, you know, we've got to show a greater sense of urgency. I think, you know, the one thing of those two games that we dropped, it just, you know, we're just way too casual out there. You know, we have to take every possession from, you know, the first quarter all the way to the fourth quarter more seriously collectively as a group, it feels like.
So Trav, you're going to New York for the Jimmy B Foundation. So what does your day basically consist of when you get there?
I sit in a cab for about an hour to get down to Manhattan.
I mean, when you actually get there and some of the festivities that are going on.
Oh no, there are no festivities going on. I get to my hotel room. I'll probably type up some notes from the games that I'm going to watch on the plane, and then I'm going to walk 10 blocks to the garden and go back to my room, go to bed, and get up and get in that cab, and it'll only be about 30 minutes getting out. So that's a positive.
Oh, okay. So we going. You scout. You're going to look at some potential Hawks.
Yeah. Players,
basically. Okay. So you're going to make the team better.
That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah.
By the way, who's playing?
Tonight, Syracuse is playing Villanova, and then Texas Tech is playing Tennessee.
So you're going to see everybody named Boeheim, is what you're saying. Like 19 people named Boeheim.
He's got his whole family on the team this year.
No kidding. Hey, but with those kids, those Boeheim boys, they can shoot, though. I'll tell you, they can knock down some threes, those two. So, yeah, you get a chance to see them. All right, that's good. Well, appreciate it, Travis. Enjoy your trip. Safe travels up to New York, and hopefully we can see you Friday night and get a win against Brooklyn. Thanks much.
All right, sounds good, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.